Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Tes. We're going to begin 5 lines from the bottom on Samach Ches Omid Beis. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Irving Lempel Yitzchok Ben Svi. All the Nishmas we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. Okay, we're going to introduce now a Gemara. We just had a fascinating Gemara of Ashmadoi yesterday. Now we're going to introduce an even more esoteric type of a Gemara, which is very difficult for us to understand because this is going to deal with various medicinal advice from the times of the Gemara. And none of this, I should stress, none of this is halacha l'maisa, and that we're in fact not allowed to go follow these Gemaras because of numerous reasons. Number one, since we don't fully understand them, when the medicinal advice that the Gemara gives is followed and it doesn't seem to work, so people would, chas v'shol, make fun of the rabbis and say, oh, what do they know? And if they don't know anything about medicine, then mustama, they don't know anything about all the other things that they said as well. So therefore, we're absolutely forbidden to go and follow the medical advice of the Gemara because, for numerous reasons, we don't understand what they were talking about. There may have been hidden insights and codes in these words. We're not sure of what the definition of some of the ingredients or some of the remedies are. And in addition, nishtana hateva. Things have changed, so it may have been fine then, but certainly is not fine now. And again, the poskim say that one is not permitted to go and use these devices. Now, some of them seem to make sense, some of them certainly do not make sense, some of them are incantations, and some of them are simply things that are well above our ability to comprehend what Chazal was saying. And as with many of these agadata and medicinal types of gemaras, so there are things included over here that the rabbis intended for yechidei hador, for certain individuals in each generation that can comprehend the code and some of the ideas and insights, and lav davka for the common person. In any event, we begin again, Samach Ches Amud Beis, 5 lines from the bottom, with the treatment for Ledoma Dereisha. If a person has, and we're going to really follow the Pshat of Rashi in most of these situations, and really just run through the words of the Gemara without trying to delve into greater depth for them, I'll try to give insights where I can. So, the Ledoma Dereisha, if a person has excessive blood in their head, what does that mean? So Rashi says, "Choli ka'eva rosh," is causing some sort of a headache. Haba machmas dam, that becomes because of too much blood. Whether this means having some sort of a stroke, or this means high blood pressure, or any other medical problem is conjecture. So ledoma dereisha, if a person has this illness of too much blood in his head, so leise shurvina uvina v'asa dora v'zeisa v'chilfa v'chilfa edima v'yavla. Take all of these ingredients and go and mix them together. What are all of these ingredients? So the shurvina, Rashi tells us, and keep your hands on the Rashi because we'll use it very, very frequently, is min eres, a certain type of cedar tree. As he brings out from Rosh Hashanah, a certain type of cedar tree, to osher shurvina. The next word is, if you take the shurvina, you take something called bina. Rashi says that's an arava. And then you take an asa dora. The asa dora, Rashi says, is a hadas lach, a moist, wet, fresh type of a hadas, a myrtle tree. And then the next one is chilfa. So chilfa, Rashi tells us, is a tzafsafa, is a certain type of tree. Rashi tells us the foreign language poplar, which sounds like a poplar tree. That's chilfa. Then you have the chilfe diyama. Rashi tells us that's another foreign language word called grifula, which on the side it says is negelach, and in the art school they translate this as cloves. And then the next thing, the ingredient over here to treat this extra blood in the head, this doma dereisha, is to take yivla. What's yivla? So Rashi tells us that this is a min esav, a certain type of a grass, and you take all of these, the lishkeludnu, Bahadei hadodi, and you go and cook them all together. And Velinto tlasme akasi ahaygisa dereisha, utlasme akasi ahaygisa dereisha. You pour 300 cups on one side of the head of this concoction, and then 300 times on the other side of the head. Now, again, we've mentioned many times, there are certain numbers that are used in the Gemara just to mean a lot. The number 300 is a classical example of when we want to say something a lot, so we say 300. We sometimes use 60 like that, we sometimes use 400 like that, so there are certain code words or numbers over here that doesn't mean that literally that there's this requirement to pour 300 literally times, if that is, we even know what these things are. So that is the treatment over here for Dhamma Duration. New Gemara says, V'ilo, if you don't have access to all of these ingredients, or they do not work. We're going to have V'ilo many, many times in the Gemara, and it basically means if either it doesn't work what you tried, or if you don't have access to all the ingredients or some of the requirements for that remedy, so then try this for the Dhamma Dereisha. Lay, say, go and bring Varda Chivra. Varda is a rose, or actually has Rusa, and Vered we know is a rose, Chivra is white. Dekoi Bechad Dora, and all the leaves are on one side. As Rashi says, Kol Alin Shalo Mitzad Echad, Zelamal Mizez. So all the leaves are on one side, the right side or the left side of the twig, and they're all in a row, one above the other. And then go and cook this with Lishkale and the lintol. Here go and take Shisin Kaseya Haigisa Duresha, the Shisin Kaseya Haigisa Duresha. Go pour 60 cups on one side of the head, one side of the other, 60 cups on the other side of the head. Again, 60 is a number that means a lot. And this will be another potential treatment for Dhamma Duresha. Then the Gemara says, if a person, Rachman al-San, has this illness called litzlichta, ratzlichta, so Rashi says, koev chatzi harosh, a headache on half of your head. This is a classical description of a migraine. A migraine headache normally attacks half of the head. People who have migraines, Rachman al-San, very difficult and uncomfortable illness, so it can, often they'll say, yeah, it comes on this side of the head or that side of the head, and it's a specific half of the head. That's what migraine means, half of the head. So lyse, you treat this with bringing a tarnagola broth. This is the duchi fast that we talked about yesterday in the shir with Ashmadoi, the wild rooster. And v'lishchate, you go shecht it, but don't shecht it with a regular knife. Shecht it with bezuza chivra. Rashi says, bedinar shel kesef tzaruf. You go take a dinar of pure silver and use that somehow to go and shecht the bird. Yishchatenu with that. And then Ahau giso de kaivle, and then you go and take the blood that's going to drip out of that bird, and you go and have it go down onto the side of the head of the person that has the migraine. But be careful, the Gemara says, in his diet, be very careful, midame, from the blood, the lola saminu leine, don't let it go into the eyes, because then it could blind the person. Then afterwards, v'lislaye besipa de baba, you should go and hang this shechted duchifas, this tarnagola barah, on the doorpost of the house. Rashi says, the lislaya le tarnagola shachot, you should place this shechted tarnagol, besife de baba, bemezuzos ha-pesach, on the doorpost of the house. So this way, when the person enters the house and leaves the house, he'll brush against it. V'chi ayil chayef pei, v'chi nofet chayef pei. When you enter and you leave, you'll rub against it, and this will somehow be curative. Okay, we turn to Samach Tes Amud Aleph. The next illness that the Gemara tells us is Librukti. What's Librukti? So Rashi tells us this is Choli Shebaayin Shekorin Tila. Now, we might remember this when we had the Kamsa of our Kamsa Gemaras. So this is what Kamsa went and put into the eye of the animal that was sent to him by the Romans to go and put up on the Mizbeach. So he made this damage to the eye, this mum to the eye, which is called tila. Some suggest it was a cataract, others suggest it's something called a pterygian. So there are different types of possibilities as to what this blemish in the eye is. So if a person is suffering from this brukti, so what should he do to treat it? So lyse, go and bring akraba deshev chumre. Go and bring a scorpion deshev chumre. What's that? So Rashi tells us, menumor, it's spotted besheva gavonet, with seven different colors. Machba ziklim, because it's old, so it changes its skin color and has seven different gradations of color on its skin. And you go and take this, that's the first pshat that we have. Alternatively, others say that it means that it has certain types of grooves on its back. In any event, uniyabshe betula, go and dry it out in the shade, not in the sun. Rashi says, kolom shalomach meshemesh, let it dry out, but not in the sun. Let it dry out from just the air outside, put it in the shade. Don't let it get from the sun, but just from the air outside. Then grind it up, the nishchok, and you'll then have this scorpion that's ground up, and you'll take tartei manasa kochala. You'll take two portions of this kochol, which is a certain type of makeup they put into the eye, and then the chada minasa minei, and one portion of this ground up scorpion, and then you'll go and you'll put it into the eye. Vilimale tulosa machale bahai ena, utlosa machale bahai ena. Machale, Rashi tells us, is a certain type of kanaf oaf. It's like a feather of a bird, which they would use to like put it into the eye, or kaf rochav dak shel eitz, or some sort of a small wooden implement like a spoon, that you would go take this these ingredients and put it into the eye. Rashi in Brachos and Davav tells us that whenever we use Kolosho Nisino Ba'ayin, whenever you're putting something into the eye, Karobo Loshon Gemara Losho Miloy, we use it called to fill up the eye, because Levi Shebedavra Muat Humale, because the eye gets filled up with a very small amount, so that's why we use the term Lumale. So that you put this ingredients in both eyes, and be careful you don't put in too much. Tvelo Limale, don't fill it up too much, because Chas V'Shalom De'ilo, because if you're not careful about not filling it up too much, as Rashi says over here, if you're not mizdar, the lo mizdar, the lo limale tfe, if you fill it up too much, you're not careful about not filling it too much, then paka ene, your eye will break open, it will bust open. So therefore, you have to be very careful with this. Then the Gemara tells us, lishavrire delilya, if you have a person that has a certain illness, Rashi says, sanveirim habos al adam belaila, this is like a night blindness. Then in the various parts of the world, there is a major problem with blindness for an organism called Oncocerca. So you get something called Oncocerciasis. And it certainly is referred to as river blindness. It was very common in different parts of the world. And maybe that's what it's referring to over here. And it would cause people to lose their vision at night. In any event, l'shavrire d'lelya. So if you have this blindness that is mostly at night, in other words, your vision at night, sometimes especially when people get older, so their night vision isn't good. They can stay during the day, but they have more trouble seeing at night. In any event, what's the cure for this? So the Gemara tells us, nice Shudra Barka. Rashi tells us Shudra Barka is Chevel Shel Seyar Behemar or Vishal Zonav Sus Upara. See, the hair of some sort of behemoth or from the tail of a horse or a cow. You go bring this rope made out of this hair and the Nesar Chodokara Mine and tie one of the legs of you, of the person who has this illness, to this rope and the other end of the rope, and the other end you tie it to a dog. As Rashi says, you take this rope that's made out of the hair, you tie it one to your leg and one to the leg of a dog, and then the nitrifu yenuke chaspo abasre. Rashi explains this means yikashiku tinokos, that the children make noise with broken shards of pottery behind you, and they should also say this incantation, v'leim rulei. And this is a lachash, which means it's an incantation. We don't understand what it means, but it somehow had some power. Aso kalba and achso tarnagola. Rashi explains aso kalba means zokin kelev, and achso tarnagol means shote tarnagol. Somehow this incantation will work. And then you go, viligabe shev umtse, go and take 7 pieces of raw meat, chatichos basa, Rashi says, mishiva bate, from 7 different people's houses, and vilezvinu, go and place them, nihale bitzinura didasha, go and put them, from the 7 people that you get, into the doorway of the home of the person who's sick, the nichlinu, and he should eat it, bikilkule demasa, and he should go eat it then in the ashbos, kilkuli means ashbos, the dumps of the city. Now, after that, basar hachi, lifshot shudra barka, he should go, and lifshot means to remove, yatira keshav raglo, untie the end that was tied to his leg, and say another incantation, v'nemru hachi, he should say, shavrire diploni bar plonisa, Shavkinu leploni bar plonisa. So this illness, this blindness, night blindness that so-and-so had, the son of so-and-so, so it should leave the person. And lecharu lekalba bevavisa deene. And they should then go and blow into the eye of the dog. Lebavisa deene means into the pupil of the dog. Bebas eno. In any event, this will be the cure for this night blindness. The shavriri the yamma, if you have blindness that's during the day, so how do you treat that illness? Leise shiva sumke, go and bring 7 sumke. Rashi tells us sumke are techolim, that's the spleen. So you bring 7 spleens, migava dechevasa, from inside of 7 animals that you shechted, v'nitvinu achaspa the umna, and then nitvinu means to go and roast them on a shard of pottery of an uman. What's that? So Rashi says, kli cheres menuval shemizkizin lesol chodam. They normally would go and bloodlet into this utensil. And then v'leisev ihu migavai, then the person who's blind should sit inside this house, and v'inish achrina me'abrai, and a person who can see should sit outside the house. And then we say these incantations. The name Olay Avira, the blind person should say to the seeing person, Havli De'echo, give me something to eat. In other words, those seven spleens that we had, and we just roasted them, give them to me to eat. And in response, the person who can see, the name Olay Hech Besicha, the one who can see, should say back to him, Sav Echo, here it is, and go and eat it. Then he eats it. Again, it was kosher. It was some shechted animals. The spleen is kosher. Ubasar di achil, after the blind person eats it, lisbere lichasba, he should then go and break. Lisbere, the shin and the tof are interchangeable. So break this shard of pottery that had been cooked in, because if you don't do that, the elo, if you don't go and take it away and break it, hadre ilave chas v'shalom, this blindness could come back to him after he's been cured. Okay, the Gemara continues and says, L'duma di'ase minechira, if a person has blood, rachman l'slan, coming out of his nose, in other words, he has a bad nosebleed, so laise gabra, go bring a person who's a Kohen, d'shmei Levi, and his name of this Kohen happens to be Levi. Go bring such a person, v'licht of le, and this person should write Levi l'mafreya, he should write the word Levi backwards, and that will somehow cure him from this nosebleed. Nu, if that doesn't work, v'ilo, either it doesn't work or you don't find the Kohen whose name is Levi, so then, laisi inish mi'alma, just go take any person, v'nichtov le, and he should write the following lachash, the following incantation. Ano papi shila bar sumke limafreya. Rashi says this is an incantation, it doesn't translate, it just literally means, I am Papi Shila, who is the son of Sumke, and I'm writing this backwards. No, that will hopefully cure you from this nosebleed. No, Vilo, if it doesn't work or you can't get anybody to do this, so then Nichto Leachi, then write the following. This is also a Lachash. Tam Deli B'mei Kesef, Tam Deli B'mei Figam. Again, this is an incantation. It doesn't have a translation. We don't know what it means or how it exactly works. Again, Rashi just says Lachashu. This is an incantation. No, if that doesn't work, reload, the guy still is bleeding. So lyse ikra the aspasta, go and bring the root over here of an aspasta. Aspasta, again, is a certain type of a plant. We have it in many other situations in the Gemara. In any event, the ashla de puraya atika, and likewise take the bed springs. They used to have ropes that were like the springs of the bread. So take the rope of an old bed, and the kurtuma umarike, go take kurtuma. Rashi says, he has the gears of kurtusa, is a niyar shel muchen. This is a paper that was used for plugging up something. It's a moch. Again, some sort of a paper, again, a piece of paper that was used to plug something up, and that's kurtuma or kurtusa. Umarike, marike is normally translated as saffron, krug. And you also have to go take visumka de luliva. Sumka de luliva, Rashi says, is dover edom hagodab lulav. It's the red part of the lulav branch. Viniklinu b'adi adad. You take all these ingredients and you go and cook them together. And the lise givova the amra, then you go take a tuft of wool, a piece of wool. The nigdol tarti Pisilta, and go and take, Rashi says, Loshon Gidilim Yeyase, Psila Minatzemer, go take the wool and go twist it into two strands of thread, and the Litamish, the Chola, and go and dip them both into vinegar, Chola is vinegar, the Nigdabel, Bekit Mohadein, roll it into this stuff that you just cooked, all these ingredients, and the ashes will get upon it. And then go insert each strand into one of the nostrils of the person with the nosebleed, and hopefully that will make it stop. No, if that doesn't work, the Elo, either you don't have those ingredients or it doesn't work, so then Lech say, Amas Hamayim de Ozlas Mimizroch Klapimarb. Go find a stream that flows from east to west and jump over it, the Nifsa. And the Nekom Chad Karol Haigisa, Chad Karol Haigisa, and have 1 foot on the southern side and 1 foot on the northern side. The river is flowing from east to west, so when you're going and putting 1 foot on each side, one side will be on the north and one side will be on the south, so your feet are straddling this river. It's a small river or stream. And the Nishkol Tina Biyode Diamina, take some dirt from your right hand, Mitusei Kara Dismali, from underneath the foot of your left foot. So you're taking with your right hand dirt from underneath your left foot, so from that side of the river, ubiyadi the small, with your left hand, mito say kara di yamini, you take dirt from underneath your right foot. The nigdol tarte pesilto di amra, and go take those same twisted strands of wool that we had before, vinitamish betina, go insert each one into the mud that you have in your right hand and your left hand, the nesa binichire, and go and place that into the nostrils of the person with the nosebleed, and hopefully that will cure them. No, if that also doesn't work, really low. So then the final suggestion for the nosebleed is leisev tosei marzava. Have the person stand underneath. A marzava is like a gutter where the water flows. The naisumaya, and pour water, the lishtu ale, into this gutter, and then it will pour through this marzava onto the person's head, mistama, the lemu. And you say the following lachash. Ki hechi de poske hanimaya livsok. Dome de planya bar planisa. Just like the waters will stop over here, flowing through this gutter, so let the dam coming out of my nose of so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, should also stop. Okay, again, these are Gemaras that are very difficult for us to understand. Then the Gemara continues and says, if you're bleeding from your mouth, previously you were bleeding from the nose, now if you're bleeding dam coming out from your mouth, so batkinale begila de chitza, go and check out the mouth, using this gila dechitza. Gila, Rash says, is a foreign language word, which basically means a straw of the wheat. So you go and check out the mouth. Mistami, you take this and you go and tap on the different areas of the mouth to see where the bleeding is coming from. Now, is sarich, if the blood that's in the mouth goes and attaches itself, its sircha is an adhesion, if it attaches itself to this gila dechitza, so then you can be sure, mereya, from the lungs, kaasi, is the blood coming, v'isle takanta, that's blood that's coming from the mouth, that's coming up from the lungs, and there is a cure for that, which Gemara will explain in a moment what that is. However, v'ilo, if the blood doesn't attach itself and stick to this gila dechitza, this wheat stick or straw, so then if it doesn't stick to that, then nebuch, it comes mikabda kasi, it's coming from the liver, the kave, and that, the less leta kanta, that type of bleeding is much more dangerous. Gemara says, Amalei Rav Ami le Rav Ashi. Rav Ami says to Rav Ashi, now, Rav Ami was a first generation Amora. Rav Ashi was a redactor of the Talmud Bavli, so he lived 6 or 7 generations later. So either this is a different Rav Ashi, or some have the girsa Rav Asi. Because Rav Ami and Rav Asi were first generation Amoraim and Eretz Yisrael. In any event, Amalei Rav Ami le Rav Ashi, that's the girsa that we have. You're telling me over here that the lung, that's curable, but the bleeding coming from the liver, that's not curable, but we learned the exact opposite in the Mishnah. What did it say over there? There's a Mishnah in Chulin which said, if an animal has no liver, when you open up the animal, there is no liver there at all, so that is considered a trefa. As opposed to horeya, if the lungs, only if they even have a nikva, shenikva, if there's a puncture in the lung, or shechasra, if it's even missing part of the lung, that's also considered a trefa. So you see, for the liver, you have to be missing the entire liver to be a trefa, and the lungs, even a small puncture or missing a small part makes it a trefa, so that suggests that the lung injury is much more serious than a liver injury. So how can you tell us over here that if the bleeding is coming from the lung, the person will be okay? If the bleeding comes from the liver, it's more dangerous. Seems to be the opposite for the Mishnah Chulin. So that's what Rav Ami asked to Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi responds back to him and tells him, Amalei, kivan demi pume kasi, but it's coming here from the mouth. It's not talking about finding on a shechted animal something with the liver or something with the lung inside. Here we're talking about the blood coming up in the mouth. So Amar ismuche ismach. The only way it would come up from the mouth, if it came from the liver, if the liver was totally gone. And the liver totally gone, that is definitely something that is very serious and not treatable. No, we said, if it came up from the lungs, it could be treatable. Amar imireya kasi isle tekanta. We said there is a cure if the blood in the mouth came from the lungs. What is that? My tekante, what would you do to treat that? So lysi shiva kune mipirma de silka. Rashi says kune is melo egro. It's a certain amount, a fistful. So go take 7 fistfuls mipirma de silka. Rashi says this kinivas tardim. This is sliced beets. So go and take 7 handfuls of sliced beets, the shiva kune, 7 handfuls of pirma de crazy, go and take 7 handfuls of leek, karsi or crazy is leeks, and of chamisha kune, and 5 handfuls of preda. Rashi says preda is min esev, or he says v'yeshomim, it's a foreign language word, midairish rash, whatever that exactly is. So you take this group of items that you have, utlasa kune de talpeche, and also take three handfuls over here of talpeche, which is lentils, and vikuna, a single handful of the kamona, of cumin, and vikuna de chavle, and go take a fistful of chavle. Rashi doesn't explain what chavle is. Normally chavle means a rope, but here exactly I'm not sure what it means. Rashi doesn't tell us. Uchinegdon, and a similar amount as all of the handfuls that you had of kanta petirsa. Rashi says this is the entrails, this is the intestines, shel behema, shoisa petirech lima. So take the similar amount of all these handfuls, take that amount of handfuls of the entrails, of the intestines, of a animal that was the first born to its mother. And the livashel, go cook all this together, the lechel, and then go and eat it. Now, obviously all these things are kosher. You must have shechted this animal over here to get the entrails. The lishte abasre, and then go drink after it, shichra charifa de teves. Go drink after it very strong wine that was made in the month of teves. In any event, this will be the cure over here for the person who has blood in his mouth. Marketino says, lekocha, if a person has an illness called kocha, what is this kocha? So Rashi explains in Dibra Maschil, kocha lekocha, choli hashinayim hapnimim. This is an illness of the teeth, of the inner teeth, the molars. And Tosus likes this pshat of Rashi as opposed to a pshat of Rashi elsewhere where he says it means the gums. In any event, this is some sort of a toothache of the inner teeth. So how do you treat this? So I'm a rabba bar Rav Huna. Rabba Rav Huna tells us, go and bring lysay tuma yichidoy. Go and bring a tuma, the tuff and the shin are interchangeable, we mentioned many times. So this means a garlic, a shum. So take a single yichidoy, a single garlic. V'nimrisay, Rashi says v'nimrisay means go and grind it up, yishachenu, go and grind it up, b'mishcha, with oil, u'milcha, and salt, and then, v'neitzve, go and put it on, atufroi de'ilyona, go and put it on, Rashi says, al tziporen, on the nail, shel bohen yad, of the thumb. So, go and put it on your thumb of your hand, go and place this ground up garlic with oil and salt. Dahu gisa dechayivle, but put it on the side of the hand that the toothache is on. So if it's on your right side, put it on your right hand. If it's on the left side, put it on your left hand. Unahader le gedanfa delisha, and then go and put around it. Rashi says shloiga also shum divisaro. Don't let it touch the actual flesh of the person, but surround it over here with gedanfa delisha. So some sort of a dough that has been kneaded. Okay, and the nizdaer lebisrei, again, be very careful that it doesn't touch the flesh, as we pointed out. Shlo yiga also shum bibisaro, because the kashi lechivra, that could cause chivra. Chivra over here is referring to a white lesion, which would mean tsaras, Rashi says. Okay, another treatment for chinche. Lechinche, Rashi says, this is ababuos hagidelim begoron. This is some sort of pus that is in the throat. And he says, kimin galnat, ubalosharomi, is strangling. So it means some sort of a disease. It's choking the person because of the pus that's there. And this sounds very much like what we call a peritonsillar abscess, which can be a very serious illness. It's also known as Quincy or Ludwig's angina, and this is a very serious bacterial infection usually. So to treat this, the Gemara gives you a number of things that you have to do. Amar Yochanan, Yochanan says the first thing you have to do is chumse ki mamru. Rashi explains, you take ale shel chumam piltero tov lirufua zu kimin esif shekorin mamro beloshon arami. So you take this certain type of a leaf, which is known as chumse, which is as good as something called mamru. The ikara de chumse, but the roots of the chumse are even odif mi mamro, are even better than mamro, if you're going to use this. The ninkot bipume, and put it in your mouth, hani leukme, and this will stop the swelling. As Rashi says, hacholi shelo yinathach yosemidai, it will prevent it from further swelling. The reason why a person chokes in this situation is because the swelling essentially plugs up the airway and you can't breathe. So this will, first of all, decrease the swelling, which is very essential, allowing the person to breathe. That's the first thing that you do. Then, levashule, if you have, as Rashi says, ha'ababuos shetikovets lechoshlehen, if you want to go and get the pus out of these pustules, so the person should be able to have the swelling go down permanently. So, lysay pare deresh nafya. One should go and take Rashi says, Subim Gidolim, large pieces of bran, Shetzofin Lamala, the Napa Kishim Arachdin, that will stay above when you go and sift the flour, so the large pieces of bran stay on the top. So go take that. The Talpeche Biafrayu, and go take Talpeche or Adashim, Rashi tells us, with Bafrayu means im ofor shenitl shuban. Go take the lentils with the dirt that you have when you detach them from the ground. Go and take that. And then take as well vishuv lilta. This is fenugreek. Rashi says tilson, which is fenugreek. And then take also vichumrasa dichshusa. Rashi says this is a perach shebikoshos, something known as humlin. And you take vininkot kiamguza bepume. And keep a small amount of this, the size of an amguza, the size of a nut, in your mouth. That's the next step. Then you go take liyit puche in order to go and make the abscess, the pustules, burst over here, as I say, lipsuche, to make them open up, shivko v'teitze lechet, let the pus come out. So then, linpach le chavre, tachle chivrusa begila dechitza. Go and have another person, they should go and blow into the mouth using this gila dechitza, this like straw from the wheat. So you go and take white cress, tachle chivrusa, and you blow this into the person's throat via this wheat straw. And then liasuke, to go and have it heal well, as Rashi says, lahelos basal rapos habikua, that it split open, now you want it to heal, so help it heal. Lise afra, go and take dirt, mitula de besakise, from the shadows of their toilets. They used to have outdoor toilets, Rashi says, mitachas tzel avonim hamusudoros le besakise, they would go and set up rocks outside their latrine so people could sit upon them, and go and take some of the dust that's from around there. Not very hygienic, but that's what you should take. The nigbol biduvsha, and go and mix that with honey, v'nechal, and then go and eat it. And this will demalile. This will be the final step in the curative process for this abscess. Okay. Then the Gemara says, le barsem. What is barsem? Rashi says this is choli shekorin tsurir. This is like congestion that comes down from the head into the nose. So a person is congested, has a sinus infection. So lay say he should go and take kipistika the nishdor. What is that? Rashi says, kishir golnut shall erez masas nishdor shakorin amika. So go and take over here a certain amount of this type of a tree. The chi amguza de chalbinisa, duvshinisa. Go and take a certain nut size, amguza is a certain size, of this chalbinisa duvshonisa, which is a very sweet type of chalbina. Rashi says, chalbina misuka shekorin galma. Okay, you take that. Umlei tarvada, you fill up a tarvada, is like a cup of some sort, or a ladle, and duvsho chivra, with white honey, and umlei natla basmuchuza chamra nikida, and go and take, in addition, this kli called Malay Natla Bas Mechuza, certain type of utensil that they used in Mechuza that contained a kli, Machzik Revius, and you put in it this Chamra Nikida, Rashi says is Yayin Solu, very clear wine, Yofish, anyway, it's white wine, it's not red wine, the Nishkulinu Bahadi Adadi, and then go cook all this together. The Chibashel, when it boils, Nishdar Bashel Le Kule. So when it's cooked, the part of it that is from the tree, so when that is cooked, so then you'll know that the whole thing is cooked properly. That's mastamba, the last thing to get cooked, so you, then you know everything is well cooked, if that is cooked as well. And then that will hopefully heal this sinus infection. If that doesn't work, below. So leise reviaso de chalova, go and bring a revius's amount of the milk, the chalov, the iza chivarti, of a white goat. And we turn to Samach Tesa with Beis. V'nitayfe atlas kalche karba. And go and let it, Rashi says, Rashi's found that where Tosus is over here, there's no Tosus over here. Yitifene, you drip it al shlosha kalche kruv bekli. You let it drip over three pieces of cabbage into a vessel, into a kli. And then, v'nivchashe, you go and stir it, begavza demar mihin. Rashi explains, Yogis, you stir esakdera, this utensil, but kisem, with a splinter shall eight of wood, shishmo marmihin. So that's what you take this tree and stir it all together. V'chibashel gavza b'marmirin, and when you can see that this twig of the marmarin that you're stirring it with has been cooked. So then you know the entire thing is cooked, and then the person will be able to drink it, and that will hopefully heal the sinusitis infection. Okay. No, if that doesn't work, below. So then the next suggestion is a very strange one. Lise, go and bring nafke de kalba, the tsoa of a kelev, Rashi says. Tsoa shel kelev loven, of a white, the kalba chivra, of a white dog, the nigbol binatva, and go and knead it, Rashi says, binatva, which is naft, which is tsori, and then you're going to go and mistama eat this. Doesn't say that clearly, but that's mistum what you do with it, because you have to put it into the mouth in order to treat the sinusitis. The common the epsha. However, this is not what you really want to do. As Rashi says, the common the epshalo berufu acheris, if much as you can use something else to treat this, olis abik b'choyer, or just suffer with your illness rather than doing this, because nafka lo nechal the mifrik. It's really not good to eat this excrement over here because it's going to be mifrik. Well, she explains, minasek evarb. It's going to open up your limbs. It's not going to be good for your body. Certainly, we would all understand that. Okay. Now, we leave these illnesses of the head and the mouth, the nose, the upper part of the body, and we now talk about the heart. Legira. So this is translated, Barashi is holy shikorim ashpunta, and this, according to many, would be pericarditis, a certain inflammation of the membrane surrounding the heart. So, in order to treat this, lise gira de lil, so go and bring an arrow of the shade known as lilis. This is a female shade. Rashi says, chet shalilis, which is even sha'asuya kechets. This is like a stone that looks like some sort of an arrow, venophelis in a barad. And it comes down with the barad, and they were calling it, this was the arrow of this shade, lilis. The nivche, turn it upside down. Rashi says, ha'okets lamata, the beis yad lamala, so that the handle, the beis yad, is now facing upwards, and the oketz, which is the part where it's normally attached to, is facing downwards. And then go, vinishte maya ilave, go and pour water on it, vinishte, and then drink it, and that will cure this pericarditis. No, if that doesn't work, vilo, lise mi maya di ishte minayu kalbo belelya, go and bring water from which a dog had drunk at night, and drink it. Vinizdar mi giluya, but you still have to be careful for the dinam of giluy. Rashi says, shihu mimakum she'ein nachash matzoi. If you have uncovered water, so then we have to be concerned that a nachash came and drank from it and spit its poison into it, and this water is very, very dangerous. So if it's from a place where this giluy would be a problem, then you can't drink this uncovered water. Okay, what about giluy? If somebody didn't do this and they drank uncovered water, so anpika dechamra chaya, the cure for this is to drink an anpaka. Rashi says, that's a certain measure, zui revius, v'chein shemachli, and it was the name of a utensil known as an anpaka that contained a revius in it. And you take of this with chamra chaya, which is very, very undiluted wine. It's chaya, it's raw wine, meaning it hasn't been diluted. Okay. Lemursa, if a person has mursa, Rashi says it's klug, which is usually translated as pus. So if a person has these pustules, what we would call an abscess, so anpaka, you take the certain revius of the chamra of wine that's mixed be'ala tolana, that's mixed over here with certain types of additional chemicals. Ala is aloes edom, kimin tolash on it, like a red type of an aloe, and that will be the ingredient that you add to this wine that will help you with this abscess. Furthermore, lepircha deliba, if a person has a, what we would call a fluttering heart. Now, I don't know if it means talking about an arrhythmia over here, or it just means that a person that would fall, that would faint. So it means, we often use that expression for a person who's faint. So it doesn't necessarily mean an arrhythmia, which I would literally, with pircha deliba, I would say a person that has a fluttering heart, that's a certain type of arrhythmia. So it may mean that, or it may mean, that's why sometimes people do faint because of an arrhythmia. Maybe that's the origin of the word, but it means a person over here who's very faint. So lise, go and bring to him, tlas, three, birushayosa, Rashi says, birushayosa, as chalos, so bring to him three loaves of barley bread, the sare, vinishterinu, and go and soak it, bekamcha, Rashi says you should go and soak it, yashra, bekutach, kutach ababli, which is a famous type of a dip, so go and dip it into this kamcha, the lo ovar, ilave, arbon yom, that's less than 40 days old. This stuff tended to spoil, and you wanted it somewhat spoiled, but if it was more than 40 days old, that would be dangerous to eat. The nechon, then you can eat it now before it's 40 days old. The nishte, and then drink abasrayu. After that, chamer morka. We had chamer morka the other day. It means very, very diluted wine. The chamer chaya is undiluted wine, the raw wine, and the chamer morka means very diluted wine. Gemara questions this and says, really? Is this how you want to treat this pircha de liba? Amalei Rav Acha mi Divti la Ravina. Rav Acha from Divti said to Ravina, that's going to make his heart even flutter more. That's going to make the person even faint more. So Amalei, so Rav Acha mi Divti said, I know we use this liyukra de liba amre. We use this to treat people that have yukra de liba. What is that? So this would mean a heaviness. Yoker means heavy. Rashi says, Shalibo kaved alav. I don't know exactly what this is referring to, but maybe his heart's not going fast enough. Some people have what we call bradycardia, and maybe this will speed up the heart. This will give the person a little bit of rhythm or energize his heart to beat better. In any event, that's what Rav Acha mi Divti said. You should be using this for the person with the heavy heart. However, lepircha deliba, for the one that had the very fluttery rhythm or the faintness of his heart, so then, lysay tlas brishiyot, so go bring him three loaves, not of barley, of dechite, of wheat bread, v'nishterinu bedufsha, and soak it in honey, and then eat it, v'nechol, v'nishte abasray, and drink after that, chamer chayev, drink after that the undiluted wine. If somebody has an illness called litzircha deliba, what is tzircha deliba? So Rashi explains that that is ka'ev halev, some sort of pain in the heart. Don't know exactly what this is referring to. Maybe it means angina. This person has coronary artery disease. So what should you do for him? Lysay, now the gersa that we have is tlas beye, three measures. A beye is a certain type of measure, a size of an egg. So bring three eggs worth of ninya. What is ninya? Rashi says it's mint. So bring three eggs worth of mint, ubiasa de kamona, a single egg's worth of kamun, cumin, ubiasa, and a single egg's worth of the shumshimi, which is sesame, the lechel, and eat them all together. That's the girsa that we have. On the side, in the Masoros HaShas, he brings down, some have bring lechel tlos bay, three measures of eggs worth of all of them, the mint, the cumin, and the shumshimi. Okay. That ends it for the heart conditions. Now we go to the stomach. L'chev, me'ai, if you have pain in your stomach, so lysay tlas mea pilpili arichta, go and bring 300. Again, that number 300 is a magic number. It means a lot. It doesn't literally mean 300. Lysay tlas mea pilpili peppers arichta, long. So take 300 long peppers. V'chol yome, and every day, nishta mea minayu b'chamra. Go and dip them in wine, and each day eat 100 of them. Okay, Ravin de min Narish, Ravin who came from the city of Narish, Avile Labrati the Ravashi, Meya v'chamshi mehani didan, he took 150 of these peppers and v'istaya, and she got better. So the peppers that he brought were stronger or better than these pilpili arichta that were used by the first opinion. Okay. Then, lechirtza, if a person has the following illness, lechirtza, Rashi says, toloim should be mayayim. If a person has these intestinal parasites, these intestinal worms, so go and take anpaka, again, we said that was a certain measure, a revius, the chamra of wine, be atrifa d'ara, and go and take this atrifa d'ara, Rashi says, is alei shel eitz ara, a certain leaf of a certain tree known as the ara tree, and you use that, and that will cure this intestinal parasite, this worm, this tola that you have. L'chirtza chivra, if you have a white type of this parasite, this intestinal worm, lysay bizra galgila, go and take, Rashi says, zera uruga, a certain type of a seed, then nitzayre b'shistog, and go and wrap it up, Rashi says, yikshirenu b'chatichas beged shel tzemer gefen, go and wrap it up in a cotton type of a cloth, okay, beged tzemer, and then nitayre b'maya, and then soak in the water, v'nishtei, and drink it. V'nizdar b'binasa, but be careful that you don't swallow the binasa. Rashi says, yizar shlo yivala es gargir hazera, the seed, you shouldn't swallow that. Because if you do swallow it, it can go pierce your intestines as it goes through your body. Then if a person has this disease called Mesar, Lemesar, now Rashi says, la'atzor es ha-shulshul. If you want to go and prevent diarrhea, a person has diarrhea, or you want to prevent diarrhea, so sisin retiva b'maya. Go and take this sisin, which is something called pennyroyal. Rashi says puliol, so this is called pennyroyal, and you soak it over here in water, and that will go and prevent the diarrhea from, it's an anti-diarrheal agent. Lemishra, if a person is constipated, Rashi says, if you want to lishalshel adam otsur, if you want to go and open up a person who's constipated, you want to give him a laxative. The first one was to give him something that was an anti-motility agent, and now you want to give him a laxative. So lemishra, to open up his constipated bowels, give him yavishta b'maya. Go and give him the same pennyroyal, and go and give it to him that it is a dried pennyroyal. The first one was this moist pennyroyal, sisin retiva b'maya, and now you give him yavishta b'maya. And in order to remember which one will plug up and which one will loosen up, so v'simanech, the mnemonic that we're going to give over here for this, itza retiva desochainara. This fresh itza, this itza is another type of a growth that will go and plug up, it will dam up the river. So that will remind you that the fresh stuff will go and prevent the diarrhea. Okay. Then the Gemara continues, letachla, if a person has what we would call splenomegaly. Rashi says, shetuchol shlo nafuach, the gadol machmas choli. Person has an enlarged spleen, splenomegaly, for some sort of an illness. A very, very common cause of this is mono. People get mononucleosis, so it can cause an enlarged spleen. There are other illnesses as well, of course. Many illnesses can cause an enlarged spleen. So the person has an enlarged spleen. So lyse, go and bring shev bine demaya. Go and bring seven, Rashi says, alukos shalmayim, water leeches. Okay, go and bring them. Uniyav shinhu betula. Let them go and dry out in the shade. Again, not in the direct sun. And the chol yoma, and every day, nishte tarte utlasa v'charma. Every day, go and drink them mixed in with wine, two or three of them every day. Now, they obviously either were not actually drinking the leeches themselves, or if they were, this must have felt that the pikuach nefashos, and you'd be allowed to eat something that would normally not be able to be eaten. Okay, if that doesn't work, below, so then go and bring lysa tachla the tziparta delu itvach. What is that? Tziparta delu itvach, Rashi tells us, is a goat that hasn't given birth yet. In other words, it's a goat, a mother goat, a she-goat, shelo yolda. Okay, you go and take this she-goat, the spleen of the she-goat that hasn't yet given birth, you shecht it, v'nitchaya b'tenura, you put it inside an oven, v'noke lahade, go and stand next to it, the nema, and say this incantation. Ki hechi the yavishai tachlo niyabesh tachlaya diploni bar plonisa. Just like this spleen is drying up over here in the oven, so to let my spleen dry up, the spleen of so and so, the son of so and so, let it dry up. No, if that doesn't work, below nitchaye beni urve de beso chalita. Rashi says, if you don't have an oven, ileka tanura, so then you can do the same thing by placing this spleen bene urve, yatiechoso bekoso, cemented in, so to say, into the wall, yadbek ben shuro sakoso, in between the walls of this wall, the bricks of this wall, the yabisham will dry up over there, and you'll say the same incantation, the name of Hachi. Okay. Vilo, that doesn't work. Livke, go and take, Livke, Rashi says, means to go and loshon b'kius, go and check out, find shichva, a dead person, the shochet b'shabbat, that died on Shabbos, and then go and take v'nishkele liyodeh, go and take the hand of Nebuch, that dead person, v'nosu atachle, put it on your spleen, the guy that has a splenomegaly, v'neima, and say this incantation, ki echid yavish hoyada, niyavish tachlaya, diploni bar ploni. So just like this hand is Nebuch shriveled up, it's dried up, let this dry up the spleen inside the person with the splenomegaly. No, if that doesn't work, below, naise be naisa, go and bring a fish. Rashi says be naisa is a dog. So go and take a fish and in the tvaye roast it be nafcha on a blacksmith's coals. The nechle be maya the be nafcha, and then go and eat it with the water of the blacksmith. The blacksmith used to go and cool off his equipment, Rashi says, Osam Shemachaba ben Sabarzel, so it'd get very hot, so he'd have to cool it off. And the Nishte Mimaya Dvenacha, and go and drink the water of the blacksmith. And the Gemara says, Maisa Shoya, Hai Iza, the once was a goat,
There was constantly drinking from the water of this blacksmith. And when they shechted this goat, they found it had no spleen whatsoever. It had shriveled it up totally. Okay. If that doesn't work, so liftach chaviso dechamro lishmei. Open up an entire barrel of wine for this person. Rashi says, you can chavis shal yayin, buy a barrel of wine, lishasayu, that he should drink all to himself. Kloma, yish de yayin tov, tomid habi. He should drink a lot of wine on a regular basis, good wine on a regular basis. So that's another cure for it. This isn't, however, found to be correct. Amalei Rav Acha b'rei de Rav or Ravashi. Rav Acha b'rei de Rav said to Ravashi, that's just not possible. Somebody can afford to have such a good barrel of wine and to drink from it regularly. He wouldn't be coming to you to look for a treatment for this enlarged spleen because they don't suffer from an enlarged spleen. That prevents it. So therefore, Ella, margel b'pashachos, a person should get used to eating every day, pashachos. In other words, have bread at breakfast, and this will be a good therapy, demalia l'kule gufe. It's healthy for the entire body. It will prevent your spleen from getting enlarged, or if it's enlarged, it will get it better. Then the Gemara says, l'rush chaso, what's that? So Rashi says, tachtonios. This is hemorrhoids. If a person has hemorrhoids, that's a simple translation. So then what should you do? Lise akika v'ilva. Go and bring akika, Rashi says, is asif shmo kokli, a certain type of a growth. And elo is a certain type of growth, aloe. And yaspircha umartaka. Rashi says, aspircha is kesev chai, quicksilver. And martacha is kuglin. Rashi says, it's psolis akesef. It's like the leftover stuff when they're making silver, the stuff that's on the ground afterwards. So makum shechofrim kesef min akarka, from where they quarry the silver from the ground, the yotzkim also umal rizcha v'umarsacha, and it, when they boil it over there, so that's what's left over. Okay, you take that, and take as well the chumrisa the pilon. Rashi says this is a button, shanoshim tolos mitzavarein shozov shokesev, a certain type of button that they would put on them that was made out of gold or silver. Venosin boshemen shimura bo min bosim, and they would place inside of it some oil and some very aromatic substances, and that substance was shishmo pilon. This was a perfume that they would use. They didn't bathe as frequently as we do, so they had body odor, so they would mask it with these various types of perfume. So you would take that, and as well, you would go and take shi'ofa d'chamimta. Rashi says this is tsoas yonim, the excrement of doves. The Losha Mori, tsoas tarnigol, and he says his Rebbe said, however, it was the excrement of chickens. And you go and the ninkat b'shachake d'kisna b'kaita, and you go and wrap it up. The ninkat, Rashi says, is kol eli, take all of this, and you put it into these worn out flax garments. That's for the summer. And the winter, v'da amar gufna b'sitva, and to the worn out cotton garments in the wintertime, and you put it into the hemorrhoid area, and Be'ezus Hashem, that would cure you. If that doesn't work, below, lishtei shichra marka, go and drink this very, very watered-down wine or beer, and that would be effective as well. Okay, if a person has this illness called shigruna, what is that? Rashi says, choli harichayim, the kibosis, there's some sort of a thigh and hip type of a pain, so what should you do to treat that? Lise pasio de munine, go bring a small pot, Rashi says, kli mole tsir dogim kitan, that's filled up with the brine of these small fish, and vinigandere shisin zimne aha matrase, you go and take this cooked fish brine and go and smear it over the hip. Again, 60 times means a lot. Smear it on one side and then smear it on the other side. She says zimne aha matrase, and she says zimne aha matrase. If somebody has something called litzmirta, if somebody has this illness known as Evan Hagdela Begid, and some sort of a stone in his genital urinary tract, either this is a kidney stone or a bladder stone or a urethral stone, doesn't say exactly where, it says, Rashi says in the gid, it's unlikely that it's so distal, so far down in the body that it's actually in the gid of the person, so it must be somewhere earlier in the urethra, again, either in the bladder or in the ureter itself or in the kidney. So for treating these kidney stones, nice a tlas nitofaisa,
Rashi says nitufaisa is drops, tipos. So take 3 drops of mishcha de kufra, of a certain type of tarry oil. Rashi says psola shel zephis v'hu itron. And you go take as well 3 drops of plus nitufaisa itzra de karsi. Take schitas kresin, the 3 drops over here of this juice that comes out of the kress, utlasni tofayaisa, and 3 drops of the chamra nikida. Rashi says this is yayinoki, very clear, good wine. The lish de lei liishbama, and go and smear it or insert it into the gid of the person and into a woman who has these same kidney stones or bladder stones, lisha bosomachim, in that area of the body, bosomachim. If that doesn't work, v'lo, why say una de zika? Rashi says, go take ozen shel node, the ear of a flask of something, the lislei lei liish bama, and hang it from the person from his gid, the lisha badan, and hang it from the woman from her breasts. And that will hopefully prevent the stones. V'lo, and if that doesn't work, so then, why say chuta de zherisa, the shadite duma bas duma. Rashi says, takes chut shel zohoris, take a red thread, shetavaso isha chashuda bas chashuda, that was a woman of ill repute, for the daughter of a woman of ill repute, go take such a thread, v'lislei lei l'ish ba'ama, go put it on the gid of the person, v'lisha b'dav, hang it from the woman's breast, if that doesn't work, v'lo, l'isei kino de zohar de keva, go take a louse, a male and a female louse, and v'lislei lei l'ish ba'ama, go put it on the man's gid, Elisha Bosabakum, and the woman in that place of the body, and the Chimashtin, when they go to the bathroom, Nashtin Asisna Yaveshta, they should go and Badafka urinate on an area where you'll be able to collect the stone, Bitsirona the Dasha, in the middle of the door, so it will go on dry ground, it won't get absorbed into the ground, when the Ayin Bechumrsa, and go look for the stone, the Nafkamina that comes out of him, because the Ma'alya Likulhu Tzimra. This will somehow be good for fevers. Tzimra is fevers. And this will somehow be curative of fevers. The Gemara doesn't go into how that works. Now, it's already been quite a long shiur. This is a good break point. We're still in the middle. We'll go still another Amud for this tomorrow. But this will conclude today's shiur.